Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Conservatives, Constitutionalists, Liberals, Libertarians, Communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers here in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. Yes, it's me. Bradley is not in. He just sounds absolutely beat. And I know he's been doing hours and hours and hours of driving, because he's going to be faithful to what he says. He's not going to go along with the narrative. He's not going to pretend with people, about what they're trying to put, what they're trying to do to us to get us to submit to their tyranny. And, so he wanted me to fill in for him, and so that's what I'm going to try to do today. He did give me a message, though. He wanted you guys to know that they were just in Rancho Santa Fe, California, at an event last night, and if you've been to one of those, they can go anywhere from a couple hours to several hours, depending on how well he gets going and if the people are taking it in, and usually they are, and then time to talk with people afterwards as well. And so they'll be heading out, I think, Today or tomorrow, something like that. They'll be heading out, going towards Wisconsin at the Wisconsin Constitutional Party State Convention on July the 10th. He says 2,500 miles there, 2,500 miles back. Oh my goodness! I got to tell you, I sympathize with Bradley because I think the longest I used to drive in construction. And I would drive either, usually it was like 4 hours to Raleigh, or if I had several stops, like I would do service, I'd stop in Greensboro and do Raleigh, Durham area, and then go down to Wilmington and even on into Fayetteville and Fort Bragg in the same day from South Carolina here. And there was a lot of driving, but the longest trip I took was into Texas with my boys. We left Friday morning, drove straight through, got in, you know, I don't know what it was, 1 o'clock or something in Texas where we were going down below Houston, slept for a few hours, picked up an RV that somebody had given us, and we drove back and I was wiped out. So I know Bradley, he's drove a lot further than that, still has a lot of miles ahead of him. Please be in prayer for Bradley because he sounds exhausted. He really does. And, so what I wanted to do today in thinking of what I want to talk about in the show here is to bring us back to remembrance. You know, throughout scripture, you see the term remember, 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 and God telling us as fathers, remind your children of what I've done in the past. Specifically, I think it's Psalm 78, calling us to remind our children of the wonderful works of God. And it's a busy house, so if you hear a little noise going on, I've tried to everybody to be quiet, but they're preparing tomorrow to bring in family and everybody else here for a big get-together tomorrow afternoon. So bear with me in that. But we're to remind each other and our children about the wonderful works of God, the things that He has done. And I have a question. How many of you remember, I mean, really remember, not that, oh, yeah, we won our freedom, we won our independence from Great Britain, okay? But how many of you remember what all that entailed when it comes to Independence Day? Stop and ask yourself that. You don't have to, you know, call in, although you should call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'd love to hear from you guys. Got 2 hours ahead of us today. And I know I didn't mention it, but if you are listening by way of GCN and you'd like to watch the video portion of the radio show, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down on the right side of the page. It's the top video. We're not on the Facebook feed because on my browser, Facebook won't bring up the video. So I know you guys are seeing it. We had this issue before, but it's the top video there. Click on that. You can watch the morning show we did with Kate all the way from England and at a castle, no doubt, this morning. Some great history, and you can find out how you can help Kate. Kate has been a giver to our show. We give her the platform to speak on. She's been helping our people and everything with health issues and stuff for a long time, over a year now. And so she is in need of our help, both prayers and financially. Watch that show. Check it out. We've got the archive up as well right here. Click on that. That's got a link to her crowdfunding. There's some serious legal issues that are going on there. I don't mean to get sidetracked, but there it is. And then if you want to donate, you know where to find that. That's top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Partner with us as well, Sons of Liberty, or as a son or daughter of Liberty there, and our store is available as well. But when I ask you, have you thought about what all went into the war for independence? Imagine how much oppression, how much tyranny was going on at the time. It's not even to the point it is in America, okay? I'm going to give you some examples of some of that stuff here in just a moment that our forefathers endured, okay? And yet we continue to sit back. We are keyboard warriors, or we're passing memes, or we're saying, oh, those dumb people in Washington or those stupid people up there, when really they're getting paid for their crimes, when there should be justice. Right? Justice and liberty for all. It's what it's supposed to be. That is a biblical understanding of how law is supposed to work. It's supposed to take care of the evildoers. It's not to be oppressive to those who do what is good and to do what is right. And so what I want to do during the show, and it may take all 2 hours, but if you want to call in and put your input in, I'd love to hear from you again, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to go back to the Declaration of Independence. And many of you have maybe not read it in a while, or you've not heard it. And so what I want to do is I want to take some time to read that. Then I want to go back and show you some of the things that our forefathers were enduring at that time, or just prior to the Declaration of Independence. And I want to remind you of what they were willing to face in order to obtain independence and to flee and resist the tyranny that was on them. So stick with us on that. And again, if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Liberty, and if you'd like to call in again, 1-6582-9933. We had a little problem with the Rumble. Bradley, let me know, and I reset it again, so we should be streaming out there on Rumble. The link there on the page, and also at Before It's News on the front page there, should be live now. It's showing that it's connected, so we'll see what happens. And it's a little hard to do it when you're the one-man band. I can't order somebody just put that in there. So anyway, we are live now on Rumble, and that's also on sonsoflibertymedia.com Before It's News. And I appreciate you guys' patience with me. All right, so let's go here to the Declaration of Independence. Here's what it says. Now, I'm going to go back. I'm going to kind of do this way, and I'm going to go backwards with it, okay, of some of the things that they were oppressed with. They're going to list some of these things here. In Congress, July the 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. That's the form of government that's doing that, okay? And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of events or abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And here's what they list. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws to immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time for such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of land. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and acknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taking captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That, my friends, is the Declaration of Independence. Do you want to know where you get your rights? You don't get them from the state. You don't get them from Joe Biden. You don't get them from Donald Trump. You don't get them from Congress. You get them from God. And you appeal to God when they have violated those rights. On the other side of the break, we're going to take some of that up. 1-866-582-9.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. A powerful mudslide carrying a deluge of black water and debris crashed into rows of houses in a town west of Tokyo following heavy rains on Saturday, leaving at least 19 people missing, officials said. As many as 80 homes in Atami were completely buried, according to an official with the Fire and Disaster Management Agency.
Hurricane Elsa is set to batter southern Hispaniola and Jamaica with heavy rain and high winds on Saturday and Cuba later this weekend. For the holiday, here's CNN's Tyler Molden.
Overall, it looks fine, except for, again, Boston and New York. You'll see some rainfall. We have thunderstorms in the mix across the Gulf Coast. Temperature of 90 degrees in Memphis. And then, as you can see, Salt Lake City, 102 degrees. Have a safe 4th of July weekend, everyone. I'm meteorologist Tyler Molden.
This is USA Radio News. The two-decade war in Afghanistan has given U.S. spies a perch for keeping tabs on terrorist groups that might once again use the beleaguered nation to plan attacks against the U.S. homeland. But that will end soon. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan is leaving intelligence agencies scrambling for other ways to monitor and stop terrorists. Gazing at the mountain of rubble that had buried her father, uncle, and dozens of others, a 12-year-old girl moved away from her relatives, sat down by herself, and pulled out her phone. She opened a collection of psalms and began to pray. Elisheva Cohen's moment of reflection at the site of the Florida condominium collapse captivated the Surfside mayor and led to an introduction to President Joe Biden, who asked to meet her Thursday when he arrived to console families affected by the disaster.
It's bad enough to lose somebody. But the hard part, the really hard part, is to not know whether they're surviving or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I got caught up in reading that and making some comments, and I heard the music barely, and so we cut out there. Sorry about that. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933 and sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, I just read to you the Declaration of Independence, and somebody made the comment in the chat that it really reflects what Scripture says, and it does. Indeed, it does. Let me give you a few examples here. When they talk about the fact that there is the law of nature and of nature's God, okay, they're talking about the God of Scripture. They're talking about the Creator. They're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it was understood in the United States of America at that time, okay? Go back and read. For at least 200 years or more, there were preachers, there were Christians who not only had preachers who preached the Word of God, they sought to try to live it. Now, they didn't have a perfect society. I'm not talking about this. I'm not trying to romanticize anything. They had their bad guys they had to deal with. I'm going to give you some of those in a bit. They had bad guys that they had to deal with. But they always held the standard was the Bible. That's what they held to. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 19:1, it says, "The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands." Romans 1:20, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, his Godhead, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." Who's without excuse? Men. Men know there's a God. There is, let me put it to you this way. There is no such thing as an atheist. There just isn't. They know there's a God. They choose to suppress that knowledge of God and their requirement to obey him and honor him as God, and they suppress it in unrighteousness. Why? Because they wanted to be the lawgiver. They want to determine what's right for them and what's wrong for them. They don't want God telling them. It's just like Adam and Eve. They don't want God telling them that. They want to choose for themselves what can make them wise. Okay? So these guys recognize that. That's just one. I can give you several others. We're talking about the fact that all men are created equal. We get this from Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And Colossians 3:11, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free man, but Christ is all and in all. And there's a ton of it where these ideas came out. I mean, it would have been great if they had done like those before them and put in, by the way, you can find this in, you know, a reference there where you could find it in scripture. So it was clearly laid out that people couldn't say, oh, well, they're just picking up all these other things. And they're putting their own thinkings in there. No, they're not putting their own musings in there. They were appealing to scripture because they were appealing to heaven. Now, with that said, I did an article several years ago on the British coming to take the colonists' weapons. You remember that? This was the whole night of why Paul Revere rode through the streets saying the British are coming. And when I did that, there were several things that I made note of. And here they are. Following the events of December the 16th, 1773, in which the Sons of Liberty in Boston made a political protest of the tax policy of the British government and the East India Company that controlled all the tea that was imported into the colonies in Boston Harbor, disguised as Indians, a group numbering anywhere from 30 to 130 men dumped 342 chests of tea into the sea over the course of 3 hours. As a result of this protest, Parliament, with the direct encouragement of King George III, passed the Coercive Acts, or as they were properly known, the Restraining Acts in 1774. And that consisted of the following acts: the Boston Port Act, the Quartering Act, and the Administration of Justice Act. Massachusetts Government Act, that's the final one. So they had had enough, okay? They had put up with, like, my goodness, it was like a 2 or 3% tax. That was the most they had. And somebody was joking with me the other day, said that maybe we need to make an image so that we can see what's going on here and put people like Obama and Donald Trump and Joe Biden in front of King George and have King George say, are you missing me yet? Because the point is the tyranny was very real for our forefathers, okay? In fact, it was so real that there are numerous examples that I give, and I'll have this up, I'll have the link up, because we'll do a archive of this show as well today. I'll have a link up so that you can read some of these things. And I borrowed heavily from David Koppel on this issue, and he writes a lot of gun commentary and speaking about things. But there was a guy by the name of General Thomas Gage up in Massachusetts, the royal governor. They like their titles, don't they? Jesus spoke about that, didn't he? They love the praise of men. So here's General Thomas Gage. He forbid town meetings from taking place more than once a year. I like them apples. He forbid town meetings from taking place more than once a year. And when an illegal meeting was taking place in Salem, what did he do? He'd go out there and say, hey, guys, you're not supposed to do this. Nah, he sent his dragoons in there, the redcoats, to break it up. But what happened? See, here's the difference between then and now. Listen to what happened. Those dragoons were met with 3,000 armed Americans. And who do you think won the day there? That's right. The dragoons turned, tucked their tail, and retreated. Okay? This is when they had the Minutemen. I don't even know if kids are still taught that in schools anymore. That they are to be ready to be called on within a minute to respond to this kind of tyranny or some kind of a defensive posture if the people are being attacked. And so here the people were. They were forbid to have town square meetings except for once a year. So The British realized that they could not control the people with only 2,000 troops in Boston because they got met with 3,000, you know, farmers and other people who were there who were armed. Do you see how important arms are to the populace? It keeps the tyrants at bay. It keeps them in check. It puts them in their place. And nobody was running around going, oh, we can't have violence here. No, 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 no. They were coming out for violence because let me inform some people who are not aware of this. Sometimes violence is good. Sometimes it is good. It is good to be violent to stop those who are committing atrocities against other people. It is a good thing to act violently against those who are committing crimes against the innocent. That is a good thing. Again, we can go back through the Old Testament. You know, just one that everybody knows, David and Goliath. That was a violent confrontation that ended with a giant's head being cut off. Was David sinning when he did it? Nope. Actually, David was doing what everybody else should have been doing. And God was with him. Now, here's the thing. These militia men, and this is what I've been talking about for months. Many of you know this. We've heard the calls for defunding the police in our country. And I've said, okay, fine. But you better fill it with the constitutional means of law enforcement, and that is the people. You better be willing to step up and enforce the law. And we are the constitutional law enforcers. The people are. The militia, all right? And what has our government done? They said, no, 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 the militia, they're to be demonized. We're to take them out. We're to take them down. We're to say no to militias. They're really bad. And yet that's not what is in our Constitution. That's not what they swore to uphold. Another flavor of what's going on here. On September the 1st, 1774, just before dawn, Governor Gage sent approximately 260 redcoats up the Mystic River to seize several hundred barrels of powder from the Charleston Powder House, and this became known as the Powder Alarm. The militia at the time produced 20,000 men. Can we get 20,000 men to join the militia today? I'm not talking about National Guard. I'm talking about the guys who don't have to sign on the dotted line. They just say, yep, I'm going to be there. They train, and they're ready to go to work if they have to do that. 20,000 men mobilized and began marching towards Boston. American colonists believed that if the British were going to use force or violence to seize arms or powder, it was an act of war, and they would respond in kind. So what happened? Here's David Koppel. Here's what he has to write on what took place. 5 days after the powder alarm on September 6th, the militia of the towns of Worcester County assembled on the Worcester Common. Backed by the formidable array, the Worcester Convention took over the reins of government, ordered the resignations of all militia officers who had received their commissions from the royal governor. The officers promptly resigned and then received new commissions from the Worcester Convention. That same day, the people of Suffolk County, which includes Boston, assembled and adopted the Suffolk Resolves. The 19-point resolves complained about the powder alarm and then took control of the local militia away from the royal governor by replacing the governor's appointed officers with officers elected by the militia and resolved to engage in group practice with arms at least weekly. We're coming up against the break here. Let me finish that on the other side of the break, and we'll be concluding this part here because we're going to bring on a friend of mine, David Rizzolatta. We're going to talk about his new book here in a little bit. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. To together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well, I kind of sitting in the first hour here. We've got another hour ahead of us on the other side of the end in a few minutes here, all right? So let me finish what I was reading there from David Koppel concerning what had taken place after Gage had responded here. The First Continental Congress, which had just assembled in Philadelphia, unanimously endorsed the Suffolk Resolves and urged all the other colonies to send supplies to help the Bostonians. Governor Gage directed the Redcoats to begin general warrantless searches for arms and ammunition. According to the Boston Gazette, of all General Gage's offenses, what most irritated the people was seizing their arms and ammunition. Nothing's changed. Why? Because they knew if their guns were taken, the tyrant was going to do to them whatever he wanted to do. And they had no way to defend themselves. And listen, the atrocities, some of these atrocities are a lot worse than what we face, but some of them are not. We're facing some that are a lot worse than what they have. Let me give you, for instance, I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. This is just in some recent news that's come out. Take, for instance, this judge right here. I believe his name is Richard Fry from Ohio's Franklin County. Here's what he said. He has ordered that American citizens to undergo experimental, quote unquote, vaccine medical experiments as a requirement for probation. And you go, I know I can hear some people already saying, well, those people gave up their rights. Wait a minute. You don't give up your right to have somebody stick anything they want to in your body. Even if you have committed, you don't do that. Now, if they're going to administer justice, let's be straight about this. If they're going to administer justice and the person has committed a capital crime, they're not going to be around to have this medical experiment.
You see, our founding fathers and those before them followed biblical law, which was written into the state law. Okay, we got the music playing there, guys. Thank you. Thank you, though. We appreciate that. Okay, so what's going on here? The states would follow the law of God because it was codified in their state laws. Okay? And even unlike, remember what I was talking about with the Declaration of Independence or even the Constitution, there's no references, okay, where are you getting this from? Is this coming? Do you guys just get together and put this in? There's no references there. And we can see biblical thought. I pointed some of that out to you in the Declaration of Independence. But they codified it in the law, and then they followed the law as far as the justification for the just punishment of violation of just law. Okay? And let me just give you for instance here. Again, this comes from an article I've done. I'll have these linked in if you want to check them out. This one is on the issue of sodomy. We just came out of a month where, you know, the illegitimate man in the People's White House has declared it to be Pride Month. I just want to warn people, pride goes before a fall. God hates the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Okay? And they just pushed all that Sodom and Gomorrah agenda. And it wasn't just Biden. Trump was doing it too, guys. Okay? So don't give me the Republican-Democrat stuff. We've been doing that, and the people have been allowing it. We've been standing back, in many cases, cursing the darkness instead of exposing it and then going to rescue people with the gospel, because I'll remind you that if you go to the book of Corinthians, what you'll find is some of those believers used to be engaged in the same sins. And the Bible says that they were washed, that they were cleansed. So I don't think the people are so far gone they can't be one, because we obviously have people in the New Testament who were won by the gospel. But in the early start, if you will, around the time of our founders, not only was it codified in law, and it was done before that, several years, hundreds of years actually before that, in the states, what happened? Well, they understood what the Bible said, and they understood what the law said, and they understood what the punishment was for it. Okay? On one show, I had read from William Bradford's On Plymouth Plantation about a young man, I forget his name right now, but he had engaged in what they called buggery. He was engaging in bestiality. Okay? Several different kinds of animals. And so the people took this young man, I think he was 15 or 16 years old, if I recall correctly, brought him out to a gallows, had dug a pit, took all of the animals that he had buggered, killed them in front of him, and then they hung him. Okay? When we go back into law, we see that Blackstone had upheld it. He said, the crime is the more detestable, may be applied to another offense of a still deeper malignity, the infamous crime of nature. And yet, it is running rampant across the mockingbird media, out of the mouths of corrupt politicians, and other people are being pulled into it to say, yeah, there's not a problem with it. They're not doing anything to me, right? And yet, it was considered a crime against nature. And that would be against nature's God. Okay? That comes back to the Declaration of Independence. The one who created nature is nature's God. Okay? But it's more than that. Every one of the states had laws against sodomy. And they based it upon Leviticus 20:13. If a man lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. So they went for just laws, just punishment. What was the tyrant doing? He was ignoring the law. He was ignoring their rights. He was ignoring God because, as Bradley says, he was at war with God. He was just evidencing that internal war with God against the people of God. Let me give you a few instances here of just law and just punishment that comes straight from the Bible. New York's law said this, that the detestable and abominable vice of buggery or sodomy shall be from henceforth adjudged felony, and that every person being therefore convicted by verdict, confession, or outlawry, which is unlawful flight to avoid persecution, shall be hanged by the neck until he or she be dead. That's New York. That's the place where they're promoting this stuff. Connecticut, Georgia, you can read the law there where they had it. Maine, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Vermont. There was either death or there were put to hard labor in some, which, again, you know, that's not what the Bible says to do, but in any case, those are some examples. And George Washington even drummed out of his army a man who was accused of sodomy, of attempted sodomy. Why did they want these kinds of things? Because doing this to the evildoer protected those who weren't engaged in that behavior. It kept their liberty intact. Look at how they've got us with the whole gun thing. And we're probably going to talk with David Rizzolatto in the next hour about this. Look at what they've done with us about gun laws. There is not an article, section, or clause within the United States Constitution that gives Congress the authority to legislate on arms. In fact, it's forbidden. The right of the people shall not be infringed, to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. It's explicitly forbidden. All of these gun laws are unconstitutional, every single one of them. Do you know that we went from 1976 to 1927, 150 years, no gun laws? You dealt with people who committed crimes with guns, but you didn't deal with the gun. You dealt with the people who committed a crime with it. Same thing if they had a knife, same thing if they had a sword, a pencil, whatever they used, okay? And now we've turned it around. We're blaming inanimate objects, and we're not blaming them. These tyrants are doing it. And why are they doing it? Because they want your guns. Because when they get your guns, they're going to do to you exactly what Gage and King George and all those guys wanted to do to our forefathers. And our forefather says, you ain't getting it. That's the last straw. We're not having it. And guys, they are coming. They are going after the Second Amendment like nobody's business. They're going on it head on. They're going around it. They're trying to tax your ammo. They're trying to tax your all this stuff. All of it is a push to get your weapons. All right. Remember what the War of Independence got you and what was paid for it. Next hour, we're going to be on with David Rizzolatto, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.